The Dear Friends performed Stephen Foster songs from among the many Foster wrote on the subject of love. You're listening to A Victorian Valentine. You heard soprano Diane Owens, a finalist in the Metropolitan Opera auditions. Diane studied languages at the Goethe Institute in Germany and received her Master of Fine Arts degree at Carnegie Mellon University. Tenor Guy Russo has performed with the Pittsburgh and Cincinnati operas. Guitarist James Furla teaches at the University of Pittsburgh, and pianist Leanne Overton is a regular at the Aspen Summer Music Festival. Flutist Jean Thomas is the director of the Dear Friends. The Foster Hall collection, where the Dear Friends make their home, is also a museum, which contains several instruments which Stephen Foster played. Flutist Jean Thomas and guitarist James Furla are in the Foster Museum now to show us Foster's flute and guitar.
Both of these instruments are part of the Foster collection. The flute was recently acquired. We were so interested in it because it's by the same maker and it's of the same period as the flute in a case over here that actually belonged to Stephen Foster. Now, the flute in a case is a museum instrument and really not a playable. It has a bad crack in it so that we can't make much music on it. So we were delighted to find this one of the very same period, and it was in a condition that it could be refurbished, and now it makes a sound that I'm sure is exactly what Stephen Foster heard in his ear.
The flute that's in the case, how much do we know about that flute?
It was given to him by a friend, William Hamilton, in 1857. So that would be more or less towards the latter part of his life, in his more mature years. But we know he played the flute as a very young man when he was up at Tioga, that's where he went away to school. One of his first compositions was a little Tioga waltz written for four flutes, as a matter of fact. So he was playing the flute from a very early age.
And did you say that flute is made of rosewood?
Yes. It's a beautiful little instrument. As you can see, it's rosewood and it has silver bands on it. This is a darker wood with the one I'm holding in my lap, and it has ivory turnings on it. And sometimes the keys were pewter, sometimes silver. This happens to be a silver-keyed flute. They're very elegant little instruments.
What was Foster's favorite instrument?
Stephen Foster sang. He played the flute, apparently played some guitar and some piano. I don't know. I guess there are more references to him playing the flute for people or singing.
Because I like to think that maybe his favorite instrument was the human voice. He wrote such beautiful songs that that's my surmise. Yeah.
How good a guitarist was he? Do we have any idea whether he was a good guitarist?
Well, from some of the little arrangements, his song accompaniments, I think he was a fairly good player.
Dear Friends guitarist James Furla with the founder and director of the Dear Friends, flutist Jean Thomas. The guitar has been the instrument for lovers through the ages. The lover appears beneath the window of the object of his affection with the guitar in hand. We continue this tribute to sweethearts of all ages with a serenade for flute and guitar by Ferdinando Carulli, followed by some romantic songs from the turn of the century. A Victorian Valentine with the Dear Friends.